Most of the services it had threatened to eliminate in an effort to balance its budget won't be cut under the new proposal from the MBTA, but some T riders will see a jump in fares. State Transportation Secretary Richard Davey warns the T's financial problems are far from over and expects to be back next year talking again about more fare hikes and service cuts. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Richard Davey says riders have sent a clear message that they would rather see fares go up than services cut. And so that's what he's proposing to the T board.
We believe this proposal reflects what our customers told us, which was largely, please do not cut our service as best you can. Raise fares if you need to, but find a way to ensure that our service is preserved.
So fares are going up for the first time in 5 years. A bus ride with a Charlie card would go up from $1.25 to $1.50. A subway ride with a Charlie card would go up from $1.70 to $2. Student Soojin Kim, waiting for a B-line train at BU, thinks it's a big increase.
Because it's 30 cents compared to the $1.70.
Seth Mermelstein, a student at an art school, is waiting for an outbound train in the Kenmore Square station, and he's pleasantly surprised that the subway fare is only going up by 30 cents.
I thought it was going to be a lot more than $2.
Katie Lawrence works in Kenmore Square. She's waiting for a Riverside-bound Green Line train. She's originally from New York, where a single subway ride costs as much as $2.50.
It's a lot less expensive here, but I do think that the service is less, it's less convenient.
Service will be affected on one Green Line, the E Line. Trains bound in the direction of Heath Street won't go beyond Brigham Circle on Sundays. Only one bus route in Boston will be cut, the 48 to Jamaica Plain, which the T says gets an average of 128 riders a day. Weekend commuter rail service on the Greenbush, Needham, and Plymouth-Kingston lines will be eliminated, but Davey says the T will continue to operate its ferries.
We are going to retain all ferry service except for weekend service to Quincy, which has very low ridership. But we will be, for all intents and purposes, eliminating our subsidy for ferries.
Without that subsidy, ferry riders would cover the full cost of the service. That means they'll be paying as much as $16 for a ferry to Logan. The service cuts are so much less drastic than what the T had initially proposed, in part because Davey is asking the legislature to use a $51 million surplus from the $29 fees drivers pay to have their vehicles inspected. Next year, that surplus won't be available, and so the deficit, even after these fare increases and service cuts, will be $100 million. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.